G'day, I'm Joel.
G'day, I'm Ryan, and we're from Airborne.
Tja, alle här från Raised Fist.
Det här är Jan Haugland från Europe.
This is Lita Ford.
Och du lyssnar på Rockflödet, gott folk.
Världens bästa podd.
Yeah, baby!
Hej och välkommen till Rockflödet, en podd för dig som vill ha full koll på det senaste inom rockvärlden. Utöver nyheter så dyker det upp heta intervjuer och tunga tips om aktuella band och om livegig. Nu ska vi ta och rulla in på en helhetsintervju som vår kära Heli Pitkanen har gjort tillsammans med Joel och Nico från Blind Channel. Det blev väl snacka om deras nya platta, om turné och om allt mellan himmel och jord så att säga. Så vi gör helt enkelt så att vi rullar in på den här helhetsintervjun med Blind Channel. Enjoy!
So let's begin with wishing Joel and Nico from the Finnish band Blind Channel a warm welcome to Rockflödet. How are you guys doing?
Hej då.
We're doing super well.
Jättebra.
Jättebra. Perfect. Let's start immediately. Blind Channel has been going strong since 2013. Tell us about how the band was formed.
Well, I think the best way, if you actually want to see the story of how the band was formed, you need to go to YouTube and check out the music video for our new single, or our released some half year ago maybe. It's called Dead Zone, and we're recreating on that music video. We're recreating the events of how the band was formed. We were all in the same music high school in northern Finland in a city called Oulu. I was hanging out with this group of rappers. I was producing rap beats and doing some pop music. And then the guys had like their own rock bands. And we met at this high school house party where people actually, the DJ in the party played Linkin Park songs. And I started rapping over them. But the guys had just were forming a new band. And they asked me to like, hey, you want to come to the rehearsal tomorrow? Like, we're going to do this new metal. We're going to form this new metal band. And then I said, yeah, and the rest is history.
Super cool. So rap beforehand.
Yeah.
What influences did you both have growing up that shaped you musically?
I think for me, actually, because this is a Swedish podcast, I have to say that In Flames played a huge role for me. Ooh. And Soilwork. But In Flames was the number one band for me when I started to play guitar. It was the first love for me that I kind of, that was the gate truck to the metal music for me. And also I think Bring Me the Horizon, all of those metalcore bands from the 2010-2015 era, they played a big role for me as well. But yeah, I have to say In Flames, because every time we have an interview for Swedish media, I have to drop In Flames, because that's so big deal for me. Not for the whole band, but for me.
Well, Linkin Park was a big deal for me, and I think for the whole band, Linkin Park. We wouldn't even be friends without Linkin Park. But also, I was a huge My Chemical Romance fan. Like, I loved the whole emo music, like how it's all started and what was happening. And then I remember like falling in love with bands like Enter Shikari. That was the band that like introduced me to like heavier music, and then 21 Pilots was also a big deal for me back then. Like, even before the Blurry Face and Stressed Out and those songs come out, I found them pretty early and started following. I think like for me, it's been always about the lyrics and the things people like sing about and the stuff they write about. And I think My Chemical Romance, Enter Shikari, and 21 Pilots have those things in common. And also like nowadays, like I'm a huge Bring Me the Horizon fan, not only because of the music, but also because of the whole like world they've built around their band. Like, and I think Olli Sykes is a great lyricist as well.
Perfect. Blind Channel are releasing the new album Exit Emotions on March 1st. How are your expectations for the new release?
We've grown up as musicians and as songwriters and everything. And I think after Lifestyles of the Sick and Dangerous and Dark Side, there were so many things happening in such a short time. We became like an international, not a superstars, but everyone knew who we are and everyone wanted to come to our shows. And we had a lot of like stuff happening all the time in many countries. So we kind of, we wanted to capture those emotions of pressure and anxiety and all of the like stress that came to us. We wanted to capture that and kind of create a soundtrack where you can exit all of those shitty emotions while you're listening to the album. And that was the key emotion for that album. And you can maybe continue from that, but I try to somehow describe that, what is going on with the album.
Yeah, like definitely. Exit Emotions is, well, it's most of all, it's heavier. It's heavier than our previous albums. And that's because like between the previous album and this one, we did over 200 shows. We did 10 tours, 10 tours, 3 tours in the US and 7 tours in Europe and a lot of festivals and stuff like that. Like over 200 shows overall. And I think that really shaped the way this album came to be, because we were always on stage performing songs. And this is the first album we've ever done that we approached from a live perspective. That even when we started making the first demos, the first lines, the first riffs and everything, we were already like concentrating on how are we going to do this live. So this is definitely an album that you don't only need to listen to from Spotify or whatever. You need to come to the shows and see these songs happening live. I think that's an important aspect to Exit Emotions, and that's why we're so excited about it, because we'll finally get to release it, and then we're heading on our biggest headline tour to date, where we can see how fans will actually react and we get the immediate feedback from the fans and all that. So we're super excited. Yeah.
Speaking of, how do you think the fans will embrace it?
I think they will love it. There's already like Flatline, Doomsday, Dead Zone, Dying of the Day. So 4 songs have been dropped already, and there's a lot of surprises coming up. For example, we have a feature song with From Ashes to New. They're right now a huge deal in America, and they're one of the biggest upcoming metal/rock bands in the whole scene. And to have them on that album is a big compliment for us. And also, I think from the intro track to the last track, it's just something that the fans have never heard before, or anyone else. It's the freshest and newest metal you can imagine in the world right now.
Speaking of features, the album features a few songs such as Flatline, Happy Doomsday and Dead Zone, which were partly co-written by producer Johnny Andrews, who has written for bands such as Hailstorm and Ice Nine Kills, to name a few. How did this collaboration take form?
This album, when we started writing this album, we already knew that we want to collaborate with different producers and songwriters and even artists. And to make a record that sounded very international, we needed to go outside Finland. And we went to Berlin, we went to London, and eventually we went to Los Angeles, to Hollywood Hills, to write these songs. And on that Los Angeles trip, we met Johnny Andrews, who was a legend. He's already a legend in his field of expertise. He's been writing like awesome songs, number ones or top tens and number ones in the American active rock radio. And we immediately knew that if we're going to work with this guy, he can teach us about how to write songs for American radio. And we really did. When he came to the session, he had this small demo, like very simple demo called Dead Zone. And then we fell in love with his idea, and we completed the song like in a couple of hours with him. And we learned a lot about like the American radio game and what type of music, like how we can like modify our own songs to be fit for the American audience, so it's easily digestible for the Americans. And that was, it was more like a test, but we fell in love with Dead Zone. It eventually became a lead single for the whole album. We made a music video in Germany and all crazy things happened. And now it's, I don't know how high it's in Billboard right now, but it's pretty high and it feels great.
Amazing. In the year 2020, you did a cover of the Anastasia song Left Outside Alone. How did this idea come up, and why this song?
it was a pandemic, start of the pandemic, and I had to go back to Oulu because the whole Helsinki area was in a lockdown, so they kind of closed the whole area and they gave a warning that you have 2 days to fuck off from Helsinki because otherwise you're going to be locked in Helsinki area. So I was like, okay, I have to go somewhere. So I went to Oulu to my brother's place, and there was Jonas, our guitarist, as well. I think the whole band was there. So me and Jonas, we got drunk and we were listening to this early 2000s nostalgic playlist from Spotify. And we were like, okay, this song is so fucking good. And then Anastasia's Left Outside Alone came on that list. And we were like, this is so fucking good song. I think we were super high on drunk at that point, but we thought that, okay, maybe if we write a cover of that song, that would be super dope. So we recorded that, and eventually last summer Anastasia was performing in Radio Nova Festival in Helsinki, and I was sending the DM to her that maybe we should catch up because we have this cover version. So we went to the backstage and we got the little sneak video to Instagram where me and Anastasia are singing the song together. So the story was like all over with Left Outside Alone. It's pretty beautiful what happened with the cover.
That's so cool. I love the song myself.
Yeah, it's nostalgic and so fucking dope.
Since representing Finland in the Eurovision Song Contest in 2021, coming up on the sixth place with your song Dark Side, would you say that the band's success and or conditions have changed in any way since entering this big competition?
I think like a lot of cool things have been happening, actually so much that we really lost count of all the great things that are happening right now. Like our dream was to tour one tour in the US, and now we're already done three, and we've been writing songs on the Hollywood Hills, and I think everything is happening. There's definitely like a momentum going on. We have like very dedicated fan bases in Finland and in Europe, and things are starting to happen in the United States as well. Like people are starting to like listen to our music more and more. I think many great things are happening, but we don't really stop to think about the things that are happening. Mostly we just like we stay super focused on the work, on the music, and on the touring. And let's see how far this goes. We're definitely like, now it's the time to like build and see how big this can come. So maybe if those are the hardest type of questions, like how do you like react to the success or everything that's happening? Because we don't really stop to think about it. It's just everything is just happening right now. It feels good, but it's also a lot of work.
Blind Channel is coming to Sweden on April 23rd, where you are playing at Nalen in Stockholm. How is your relationship with your neighbor country, Sweden?
Like I said, I have this In Flames history, so that's probably the biggest thing for me. But for sure, when we come there, I don't count Sweden or Estonia like going to another country. It feels so similar to Finland. Like everything is so similar. It's so cold and dark, and people are introvert, and everyone drinks coffee all the time. So I feel that it's kind of like, after that long tour we've done before the show in Stockholm, I feel that it's going to probably feel like home going to Norway and Sweden. It already feels like Finland. So for sure, we have a warm feeling of Stockholm and Sweden in general. And I think we are not that big there yet that we are in Germany or in UK. But we hope that in a few years, we're going to gain even more audience in Sweden as well.
What is the weirdest thing that happened at a Blind Channel gig?
there's a
so
lot of
fucking hard questions.
Yeah, there's a lot of things happening. Like our guitarist's hair got on fire once, and we've been going on and off the stage, and people have been throwing all kinds of stuff. Like mostly it was toys at some point, which was a bit frustrating, but there's been a lot of happening. I think one of like very desperate moments was when it was last summer, we did like our first festival summer in Europe, and we were flying around all the time, and we were in Austria maybe, and it was this big festival, like 10,000 people, 20,000 people, something
Nova
like
Rock,
that.
Yeah.
Nova Rock, yeah. And we came to Austria in that morning, and we heard that all our stuff, all our live gear was still in the previous country. We didn't have our instruments or anything like that, and the show was about to start in like 3 hours or something like that.
We were opening the main stage in Nova Rock, which is one of the biggest festivals in whole Europe. It's in Austria, and we last night we had a show in Switzerland, so we had like early morning flight to the Austria. And yeah, you can continue, but I just wanted to point out that it was Nova Rock because it's so
yeah, big. And it was a pretty bad situation. It's just like there was even a moment when we thought that maybe we can't do a show because we don't have our gear. But luckily, there were many friends. Like there were, I Prevail was there, Electric Kalba was there, and there were like lots of people, bands that we had toured with in the past. And they like everybody was just like, "What did you need? You need guitars? Do you need microphones? What do you need?" And we got everything together like in just a couple hours, and then we got the show. We did the show, and it was just crazy. There was like there was so much adrenaline involved that I feel like most of us almost had a heart attack during those couple hours and during that show. But it turned out to be one of the best shows of the summer. But yeah, there's like anything can happen, really. Yeah.
Amazing that the band community came together and helped each other.
Yeah, that's a nice thing about the metal scene, yeah.
Perfect. One last question before I wrap up this interview. What track is the most fun to play live?
Right now, we have to say something for the new album, so I'm going to go with Dead Zone.
Yeah, why? Yeah, Dead Zone is super funny. Like I already said this in one interview earlier, but like for me, Dead Zone is super fun because I have the easy parts. All the high pitched and belting, the hard parts are for Joel. So I have all the easy parts in the song, so I can just like vibe off and dance and do whatever I want on that song. So it's really enjoyable song to play live. Dead Zone, yeah.
Thank you so much, Joel and Nico, for doing this interview with Rockflödet. Don't you know me, I'm a phobia.